Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day the Lord has given to us. He has been faithful to us. He has preserved us. He has kept us. And I believe the Lord has sustained all of us by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For everything we have, for everything we have possessed, is because of Him. To Him alone be all the praise, to Him alone be all the glory, to Him alone be all the honor. Welcome you all for this night of last night from this day of 28th prayer and fasting. And I believe the Lord has sustained all of us by His grace. You have seen the hand of God in everything you have done. You have seen the hand of God so far. To Him alone be all the glory. Why don't we lift up our voice and just appreciate the King of all Kings, the Lord of all Lords. Thank Him, appreciate Him, exalt His name, worship Him, adore Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You. We say thank You, we appreciate You. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your sustenance. Thank You for Your preservation. Thank You for taking care of us, O Lord. Thank You for enablement. Thank You for Your preservation, King of all praise and honor. Thank You, Lord, for every good thing You have done for us. We appreciate You. We exalt Your name. We give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. Thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for every good thing You have done for us. We thank You for the perfect gift, O Lord. Thank You for every good thing You have done for us, O Lord. We appreciate You and we exalt Your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen and amen. How was your day? I believe the Lord has kept you. The Lord has preserved you by His grace. I believe the Lord God has taken care of everything that you have been believing Him for. I believe the Lord has sustained you. And we celebrate the King of all Kings. We celebrate the Lord of all Lords. Amen and amen. Today, as we finish up on our final series on this 28th day of our prayer and fasting, I want to encourage you all that have been praying, believing God for one thing or another, God will give you a home. You shall not beg. Amen. Any state that is making you feel desperate or begging or requesting more than it is, I believe the Lord shall come through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall not beg in this land of the living in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall not suffer debt in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall never feel any act of desperation or need in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord we shall come through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hard desire we have, the Lord shall meet it at your point of need in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I want to encourage you all that have been believing God for something, one way or another. The Lord that you serve is never sleeping nor slumbers. He's still awake. He's watching your needs, looking at the intentions of your heart. And He's looking at your heart desire. That's why I say, whatever thing you desire. He knows what you need. He knows what you're believing Him for. He knows your pains. He knows your struggles and everything. I know God will come through for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, today night, as we finish on our series on how to overcome fear, we started seeing that fear is not of God. Fear is of the devil. Fear is not of God, it's of the devil. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible says clearly, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Of a sound mind. So, love, power. Amen. So, anything that represents fear in your life is not of God. Fear of the unknown and the fear of the known. Amen. When I talk about the unknown, I'm talking about situations. Some of us, we don't know what will happen about us tomorrow. About our future. If I talk about the known, is what you know, but you think like, how will it happen? Amen? God has not given the spirit of fear. But why does He talk about of a sound mind? When God says soundness, it means when you are sound in your mind, fear cannot have pull on you. You remember I said yesterday, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual through God. Amen? Pulling down of strongholds. And I talk about faith, putting on the shield of faith, which quenches the fiery darts of the enemy. Now, faith is a mind frame that man has. Faith is a sense of assurance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an assurance. It's a state of a mind. That's why God is saying you have a sound mind. Sound mind will to maintain you in the realms of faith. Amen. So, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You should know that. Fear is not of God. So, any situation you're going through that you think there's fear in it, God will come through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am like you. I've had fears in my life. I've thought about these things. Will it ever work? I've think about solutions. That days I felt very desperate. But one thing I've known, when you have soundness of mind, fear does not have rich power over you, does not have force over you. Then he has given you power, the spirit of power. Power to be able to do things, so you are able to command with your mouth to declare them. Amen. We shall not beg in the land of the living. We shall not be in need in the land of the living. Amen. We shall never be desperate in the land of the living. Why? Because the Lord shall supply. So we have power to create. Amen. Power to create. Then he has given the spirit of love. Love gives you an assurance that God will never fail. God will never fail in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, having all that in your mind, you should know fear is not of God. Fear is from the pit of hell. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will have a solution for all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, today night, as we finish on our series by the grace of God, yesterday I concluded by asking you, what kind of people have you aligned yourself with? Amen. Amen. And I told you, do not align yourself with people who fear, or people who are without understanding. Amen. People who fear, people who feel contrary, people who feel like things will not work, the situation will not change. If you align yourself with people like that, you never go any far. Amen. Try to speak things that will work out, things that they shall be. Amen. Hallelujah. We should think in that frame. We should think in that frame, mind frame, that we shall have a way out. We shall prosper in the land of the living. Amen. That's how we should think. That's how we should think. And when we think like that, we prosper. Now, but for you to think like that, you need to check on your company, check on your friends, check on your relationships. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some of us, we have friends who speak fear consistently, or we belong to groups that speak fear. So you should think differently. The economy will not fail on you. Amen. Things will prosper in your hand. Things shall be transformed in your hand. Amen. You shall not lack. Any business you start to do shall work for your good. Why? Because you have aligned yourself. And I said, Saul was with the prophets and he prophesied. Why? Because his company was of the prophets. So if you walk with people full of faith, what happens? Your faith will increase. The book of Acts chapter 4, it talks about them moving from house to house, breaking bread, one together. And the Bible says none of them lacked. Why? Because faith grew in the houses. From house to house, faith grew. Faith grew. When faith grows, you don't fear. So who are your friends? Who have you aligned yourself with? Who are your confidants? Who are your group mates? Amen. When you talk about economies, who do you talk with? When you talk about starting something, who do you talk with? Amen. Who do you discuss with? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, today, we continue as we close up. The things we need to know, hallelujah, the things we need to have to us to overcome fear. Solutions God has provided for us to overcome fear. Number one, as we continue, it will be point number 12. For those who have missed all the other points, you are free to check up our YouTube page to see the teachings, or our Facebook page, by the grace of God. Decide to believe. Amen. Just decide to believe the word of God. Decide to believe. The book of Mark chapter 5, verse 36 says, as soon as Jesus heard the words that he was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Decide to believe. Now, what's the difference between faith and belief? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You have the evidence, and you say, the word of God says, I shall be prosper. That is faith. Now, you start saying, I have assurance because I have seen it written down. Believe, it has graduated from not being faith. It's something now you know. How do you know it? It's because you have witnessed it, or you have evidence of it, maybe through a testimony or anything. That's when it says belief. Amen. So look for evidence. Amen. Decide to believe. If you had someone who was healed, decide to believe you'll be healed. When you have seen someone has prospered, decide to believe. Amen. And that's what the Bible says, there shall be a performance for them that believe. What did Mary hear? Amen. When Elizabeth had, when the baby lived, it was a sign of belief. Amen. When you believe, when you know God is able to do it, you will not walk in fear. You walk in faith. Amen. You shall not be desperate. You shall not beg in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Why? Because I've chosen to believe that this portion of fear of the unknown shall not be part and parcel of me. Amen. The book of John chapter 14 verse 27. The Bible says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why should you not let your heart be troubled? Why should you not be afraid? Because you have decided to believe. When you decide to believe, you will not walk in fear. Amen. You won't walk in fear of what will happen tomorrow. You will not. I'm telling the truth. Just decide today, I will believe the word of God. Yes, I may not understand it. I may not understand how God works, but I believe. When a woman gets pregnant, they believe and they take care of it. By what? They use the test kits to check out, or they go to the doctor, or whichever way they can tell the signs. But they believe. Why? Because it is a product, and they will never question. They will just know. So believe is just know. Something is a decision you make. Hallelujah. So decide to believe. When you decide to believe, you will conceive what belongs to you. You shall have whatever you are believing God for in the name of Jesus Christ. Make a decision. Number 13, what you need to do, take steps of faith. For you to overcome fear, take steps of faith. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. Amen. They saw he was a proper child. They just had faith. They took a step of faith. Because this child looks like it, I will not doubt. And they say, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. People will tell you things, but when you make a step of faith, fear will go out. Have you ever taken a shower with cold water? Well, it's very interesting, you know. You get to the shower there, the water is cold. But you may be shaking, but the moment you pour it on your body, what happens? Your body adapts with the coldness. What's happening? The step of faith you have taken has rested your body from the fear of cold. From the fear of coldness. It's the same thing. When you take a step of faith, anything that has fear around you just gives way. And this is a very critical part for every Christian. We should know how to take steps of faith concerning whatever we're believing for. We're believing God for a car, believing God for a house, believing God for children. Take a step of faith. I will have my own in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I shall not beg. I shall not borrow. I shall not be dependent. What I'm saying, by taking steps of faith, I am tired of this situation, I will take steps of faith. When you take steps of faith, what happens? You remove all manner of fear, all manner of buildings that are standing away, every manner of stumbling block. Amen. You must take step of faith. So if you take a step of faith, fear goes away. What have you decided to start doing? Why don't you take that step? When you take that step, you will realize how possible it is. You see, it is always impossible when you're outside, but when you're inside, it's surely possible. Amen. So you must take the step of faith. Faith makes you enter into new realms. When you take a step of faith, things happen. These people saw this is a proper child. They didn't care about the king's commandments. They were not afraid. They took a step of faith and they hid the child. What happened? Moses became a rescuer. Amen. When you take a step of faith on that thing you're supposed to do, when you do it, what happened? Things will change. The book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king commanded them, but save the men children alive. The fear of God makes you have faith. I know I will make it. I know God will not allow me to fail. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. A very interesting scripture. It says, but if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. Be not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. You understand? So for righteousness' sake, what does it mean? You have taken steps in regard to that. So you must take steps of faith. If you take steps of faith, you'll be able to overcome fear any day, any night. Amen. There are things it's not easy to start, or there are things not easy to talk about. But when you take a step of faith, what happens? You realize how much you can conquer. I believe when the spies came back, and these two said they were well able, they did not see that. They made movement. They went towards the land that God promised them. Yes, they may find the giants there, but they needed to take a step. Every time you take step, you realize that the fear is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. There, I've just given you an example. If you go to the shower with cold water, until you put it on your body, you won't realize you can shower. Amen. Some of us, we go put our hands first of all, or we start washing our face first of all. What is happening? You are taking a step of faith. By the time you put on your body, you realize, this thing is okay. I can continue with it. Amen. Long time ago, where we used to live with my parents, we used to have a guy who used to shower at 4 a.m. with cold water.
Man, that guy, you'll hear him in the morning, 4 a.m., splashing water in his body. Amen? And my mother used to make fun and say, that is the kind of discipline you need to have. Amen. Where, irrespective of things, you will do it. Irrespective of the temperature condition, you will do it because you have a goal to achieve. Amen. Call. So, take steps of faith. Every step you take by faith, you conquer fear. Amen. You conquer. Remember how, by faith, he accepted Joshua and the spies. And by faith, what happens when the walls of Jericho fell down? Her place, her chamber remained standing. You see what steps of faith can do for you? It overcomes fear. It makes things around you to support you. It allows forces around you to support you. Amen. So you must take steps of faith. Number 14, what are you supposed to do? Know you are valuable. Your value influences how much you will overcome fear. Most people will succumb to fear of things, fear of people, fear of opinions, because we don't know our value. Your value will influence how you think about yourself. Your value will determine how you respond towards things. Know your value. Fear is conquered by identifying your value. If you don't know your value, fear can bring you down. Now, for example, a child of a king knows his value. That wherever he goes, he can buy anything, can get anything, he can possess anything. He can start anything. Now, what is making that child do that thing? Because he knows his value. The Bible says, ye are gods and the children of the Most High. If you don't know, that's when you die like men. What are gods? Gods know that they can conquer. Gods know they can. Their value is very high. The Bible says, you are seated with Christ Jesus above principalities and power. That is value. When you know your value, you cannot succumb to environmental conversations, to spiritual incantations. You know your value is above. When you know your value, you will not fear. You will take steps of righteousness, steps of faith towards everything you are doing. So, do you know your value? Do you know your worth? Amen. Hallelujah. You must know your value. If you don't know your value, you will be subjected to people's opinion. There are some people who don't have a life. They just only exist on people's company. They live just to follow people. They can't exist by themselves because they don't know their value. So why are they that feel fear? It's fear. So if you know your value, you will not be fearful. You must know you are valuable. The book of Matthew 10, chapter 31. Sorry, Matthew chapter 10, verse 31. Matthew chapter 10, verse 31. The Bible says, fear ye not therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. Amen. Many sparrows. Who has ever seen a sparrow fasting and praying, God, how will I get bread? How will I travel from here to maybe Uganda, Tanzania? No, because they know their value. As much they fly, God will suspend them, and no law of gravity will bring them down. They know their value. And God says, how much more you? You see, when you are value-oriented consciously, there are some things you will dare to do in life. The moment you don't know your value, you feel desperate. You feel like you're the lesser person. You feel like you cannot achieve it. You feel you can never start anything. Why? Because everything is attached to the value perspective of a human being. A CEO will enter a place and say, can you give me water? Why? Because he has value of who he is in that office. What's your office? Amen. God has gifted you. You are seated with Christ Jesus. You are above principalities and powers. You are the son. You are God. You are the children of the Most High. Amen. You are a son and a daughter to God. See your value. Your value is at a stake. Your value is so high. But you see, if you don't know your value, you just die like normal men. So when you know your value, you are able to conquer fear. When you know your value, you are able to address fear. When Jesus was sleeping at the boat and the storm was beating, was raging, and when they woke up Jesus said what? Be still. What happens? The storm became still. Why? Because Jesus knew his value. There's no idea that Jesus was looking on how he will jump into water and start swimming. You wouldn't ask him, how far are we from the land? His value. He did not look for jumpsuit, swimming suit to jump in. You see, if you don't know your value, people will talk to you anyhowly, people will think about you anyhowly, and you will agree with them because you just don't know your value. Amen. Jesus did not look for a swimming costume. Hey, Peter, how far are we from the land? Can we swim? You understand what I came about? No. He knew his value. When you are sold out to God, when you know your value, you will never walk on fear. What are you worth? if I ask you. You are worth most, for God so loved the Lord that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. When you have know your value, you will do things. You will start your business. Most people who have prospered in this life is not because they are intelligent than you. It's just because they know their value. How people charge, how people are paid now outside this world, those are people in not in employment basis, they charge based on their value, per hour, for everything. We talk about when the Safaricom CEO, how much he earns, the KCB CEO earns, what are they charging? They're just charging their value. If you know your value, you will not fear. Amen. Why we some of us don't believe God on specific things or trust God to give us specific things is because we don't know our value. When you know your value, it will influence even what you believe God for. Hallelujah. Ask yourself, what is the highest thing I've ever believed God for? It will reflect your value. Amen. It's as simple as that. What is the highest thing you have ever believed God for? Esther knew her value. She was a queen. She knew. She knew, I will approach the king. I know it's not permitted in the law, but I will approach the king. And if I find favor, I will ask of him to come to my banquet. Value. When you attach your value to you, when you know who you are in Christ, you will never fear starting your business, starting things, moving forward to the next level of your life. You will not be afraid to make choices that will influence you. You will not fear to tell people no. Amen. Most of us are afraid to say the word no. I don't know why. It's because of value-oriented people. You should know your value. We don't exist because of people's opinion. We exist because we know who we are in Christ. That's why the Bible says, be ye renewed by the renewal of your mind. When you're renewed, you know your value. You attach your value. Attach your value to everything you do. Let no one size you out in life. If you allow people to size you out in life, it means you don't know your value. Amen. Yes, I need men to succeed, but men who will respect me. Amen. I need men to prosper, but I don't need men who will belittle me. Amen. It is not, when you attach your value to who you are, people will not talk down to you because they will be careful, because they say that person understands himself. People will not call you names and just agree, yes, yes, no. You will know who you are. No one can abuse you. Why? Because you know your value. When you know your value, you will never fear anything. You will never fear their faces. Amen. You will never fear to start that initiative. You will never fear to approach a particular thing. You will not be afraid to address a particular thing. Yeah, and the enemy will leave you alone. Jesus knew his value when the devil took him up in the book of Luke chapter 4. And he said, if you bow to me, I'll give you all these things. Amen. Jesus wondered, what is this devil telling me? He doesn't know my value. You understand? But that's why God responded the way he responded. Amen. Jesus responded the way he responded because he knew his value. When you know your value, you will succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. So you should know you are valuable. If you know you are valuable, you shall not fear in Jesus' mighty name. And lastly, we should know we are carriers of the kingdom of God. And last Sunday I talked about the kingdom of God. When you carry the kingdom of God, demons shall leave you. No power, no spirit shall challenge you. You bear fruit. You become a seed sower. You multiply. Why? Because you are a carrier of the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Why do you seek it? You seek it so that you can carry it. When you carry the kingdom of God, what happens? No force can stand against you. Amen. And this man who was full of witchcraft, he was trying to turn the leader of the faith away. And Paul pointed at him and commanded him. What happened? The man, the sorcerer himself, lost his force. You understand? When the sons of Sceva were trying to challenge the demons of possessed, they said what? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Why? Because Jesus and Paul knew their value. And apart from that, they were carriers of the kingdom of God. When you are a carrier of a kingdom of God, you will not fear. You see, your relationship with Christ reflects how much of the kingdom of God you carry. When we don't know our relationship status with God, you understand, it becomes a problem. When you say your status is single, or single and still searching with God, so how will God walk through you? Amen? You understand what I'm talking about? You are in an open relationship. With who? No, you must be a close relationship with Jesus. When you have a relationship with Jesus, that righteousness mentality will allow you to be a carrier of the kingdom of God. When you seek the things of God, you are kept by God. You don't fear. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Why? Because they are carriers of the kingdom of God. Amen. When you are a carrier of the kingdom of God, even the enemy is careful how he will address you. He's very careful. Because God will rescue you. Amen. When you are carrier of the kingdom of God, you don't fear to pray about particular things. You don't fear to ask for particular things. Because there's no condemnation in you. You know your prayer will be answered. You know God will answer you. Why? Because you are a carrier of the kingdom of God. So when you start walking in a righteous state of mind with Christ Jesus, fear cannot be found in your tabernacle. David was very strong in faith. Why? Because he never feared. Why did he never fear? Because he was a carrier of the kingdom of God. Look, any great man right now we are talking about in the faith. They have a right standing with God. And the way they talk is because of the confidence of the right standing they have with God. That by itself make them be carriers of the kingdom of God. And when you become a carrier of the kingdom of God, you can never fear anything. Amen. So let me ask you today, from all these 15 things I've talked about, which one will you start to apply today? As you start applying them, I pray God will make you overcome every form of fear. Number one, I say maintain a mentality that God has a final say in every matter. Number two, I said have and make a catalog of testimonies in every solution of your life. Number three, I said decide to be strong and develop good courage. And I told you, courage is developed. Amen. Number four, God has placed security detail in your life, which are angels. Know you are securely, you are heavily guided. Number five, never magnify any word beyond the word of God. Know the word of God as a final say, which report you believe in. Amen. Number six, have in mind the battles you fight. You do not fight it alone. Any battle you are fighting, you are not fighting it alone. Number seven, choose and decide not to fear. Choose and decide not to fear. Number eight, have confidence in God. When you have confidence in God, you will never fear. Number 10, arm yourself with faith in every way by preparing all aspects. And explained to you yesterday, as the wise, virtuous woman did, she prepared herself. She imported scarlet, for the winter was coming. When you arm yourself with faith, you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. No, it is a commandment for you not to fear. Amen. You are being commanded by God. Fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 11, do not align yourself with fear of people who are without. I mean, check your company. Check your company all the time. Number 12, decide to believe. Number 13, take steps of faith. Number 14, know you are available. And number 15, we are carriers of the kingdom of God. Amen. When you have all these solutions with you, there's no way fear will bring you down. Because fear is of the mind. Hallelujah. And remember, that when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. Amen. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. So if we need to avoid fear taking siege of our lives, we must be thankful in every matter and concerned. And also we should depend on the sure word of prophecy. The word of God will never fail concerning our lives. When you know the sure word of prophecy, you will do as it will. You should know fear and faith cometh, all of them. Maybe through our eyes, through our ears, through our imaginations. And one that you feed most is what takes hold of you. What is taking hold of you right now not to do that thing? Is it faith or fear? Hallelujah. Number four, fear is something that is introduced by the enemy. Hallelujah. Through different mediums. And when fear gets hold of you, what does the enemy do? He steals, he kills, and he destroys. And lastly, the enemy brings fear through condemnation. Every time you walk in condemnation, just know the enemy is putting fear in you. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You are free. It's not because of your work that you suffer whatever you suffer. Most people used to say it's because God is punishing you. God does not punish his love. God corrects his children. Amen. He does not punish them. The Bible says the Lord chastens those he loveth. Chastening means what? He corrects them. Amen. So God does not punish you with sickness. God does not punish you with pain. He corrects you. He disciplines you by correcting you. That's why he says, my sheep hears my voice. And they know my voice. You understand what I'm talking about? So you should not be walking in condemnation. Hallelujah. When you walk in condemnation, the enemy, determine your feelings. You know, how you feel about matters is how the enemy can enter through you. And most of the things that have been said, I told you, even fear in relationships, everything is because of feelings. People are developing feelings that result to fear at the end of the day. You fear my spouse will turn around. You fear my business pattern will change. I fear my friend will be like this. I will not tell them. You have constructive feelings on matters, because there are feelings which are destructive. When they destroy you, the enemy takes advantage of you. And that's why he has been trying to do one thing, is to separate people from God, separate you from God. Why? When he does that, he manages to bring you down. Do not give room to the enemy. That's what the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Then the other thing I say, he gives you ideas and thoughts through pictures, through media and everything. Hey, have you heard? These things is too hard. Have you heard that person? Have you heard marriage nowadays, people abuse? Now, when you hear that thing, marriage cannot work, business is hard to do it, life is a struggle. What happens? He's fixing ideas. When the enemy fixes ideas in you, you can never conquer fear. Hallelujah. So we should think about it by what? Investing on our faith by the grace of God. Amen. And I told you the process that how fear cometh through the life of Job. What did he do? Number one, he made him to see something that is relatable by telling him a young lion will lack. You understand? Never think about something and see something relatable and think that is God talking to you. No. God will never talk to you away from your vision. God will not talk to you against his intentions for you. You should inquire from God. Amen. What is speaking? What looks relatable? Number two, secretly whisper these thoughts in his ears. Look at your thoughts by yourself. When you are sitting by yourself, what do you think? What do you imagine? What do you hear? Amen. I prefer you should hear that I shall not be a mockery. Amen. Those are good thoughts to hear. So, and this takes steps like that. But if you start thinking like, I cannot make it, I am too weak, I don't have enough. You understand what I'm talking about? The enemy will put fears in your life. Amen. The enemy will show you pictures, amen, of all manner of kinds. You put on the TV, you see something that you're thinking, say, I was thinking about this thing. I think God is speaking to me about something. No, God will not speak to you about catastrophes. Amen. God does not want to talk to you about anything that will kill your faith. Amen. Then avoid anxiety and timidity. Anxious people, they're just anxious. That you can't even sleep. When you have an opportunity to do something, you're sweating. That's the day you become sick. You have diarrhea or rheumatism. Those are anxieties. It's not of God. When anxiety is there, just know the enemy wants to take advantage over you. Take a walk if you feel anxious. Amen. Or do a reading, or count, or breathe in, or take water. When you're able to cure anxiety, you're able to do anything. Hallelujah. And number five, give feelings of temperature, your heartbeat, and everything. So we have seen it's possible to walk fear-free. It's possible to walk above fear and all manner of things. So for all of us who are here, I want us to lift up our voice and say, Father, give me grace to walk over fear. I have understood your word for these 5 days, Lord. And Lord, I want, Lord, to walk above fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't you open your voice and just pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Maratoson to lebaran. Lord, today being my last day of prayer and fasting, during our last session, Lord, I have heard about this, Lord. I come before you, Lord, God of heaven. I overcome fear. I shall walk above fear in the name of Jesus. From now on, I shall never fear, be afraid. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray and pray. La tu sente reba ya tu soparia. Le conto se vroto se pari. Le conto zi. E kala di soko tu zuko prakata za kata za tu reba. Ne pronto soko tu zuko pradiatas. E le conto zi kradia tu soko pari ye kete soda. Na tanzan tu zonko para da za tarada. Lo tu zoko tu zoko tu zi keteje. Le katu soko tu zuko tu zuko paria. Ne kato lo bradia. Father, I take grace, Lord. I now know what to do. Lord, I take grace to walk above every form of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall not be afraid. From today, I shall take steps that regards my future. I shall take responsibility towards what I feel. I shall take responsibility against my anxious life, Lord. I shall take responsibility on my ideas, on my imaginations, on my thoughts, on what I hear in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I know who I am to you, Lord. I am valuable, Lord. You have helped me fight my battles, O God of heaven. You are a mighty God. You have put your angels charge over me. Lord, I am a carrier of the kingdom of God. Lord, everyone who believeth in you shall prosper. O God of heaven, I pray In the name of Jesus, fear shall not be found in my tabernacle. Fear shall not be found near me in the name of Jesus. I conquer you by the grace of Lord. From today henceforth, everything I do shall prosper. From today henceforth, everything I do shall be free from fear. I take on faith. Lord, from today, faith shall be my portion. I shall never doubt your word, O Lord. I believe your word. I believe your word, O Lord. I believe you died for me. You died for me, Lord. You died poor that be made rich, Lord. Lord God, by your stripes I must heal, Lord. I shall never suffer any sickness and diseases, Lord. Lord, you shall open doors for me. In the name of Jesus, everything I put my hands to do shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, I resist you in the name of Jesus. For my house, for my children's life, from everything around me. I shall never fear. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. I want to congratulate everyone who has waited with the Lord for this past 28 days. And I want to tell you thank you. Congratulations, big time. And I believe the Lord shall answer you. I believe the Lord shall reward you accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we will continue based on the communication we shall have. Next week, we continue with our Instagram live from Tuesdays as usual. On Sunday, our Sunday service by the grace of God. And I thank you for all of you who have been consistent and by the grace of God. I pray during this time you have been blessed. You have been encouraged. You have found new revelation, new insights, and you are full of life. Therefore, I declare you shall be blessed. Every prayer I've been making, may the Lord answer you. Lord, for all the viewers around the world who are watching, for every person has been committed, Lord, I ask, O Lord, come through for them. Let the grace working upon this ministry reach up to them, O Lord. Lord, in their point of need, see them through, Lord. Lord, I pray, let them have be full of faith like Stephen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them be strong in faith like Abraham, Lord. Everything they do, they shall prosper in it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, give them an on-time testimony. For God's Lord, we know your role is a God of timing. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you all the glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to wish you all have a blessed night. Don't stop praying. Don't stop giving God thanks. Don't stop meditating. Keep it alive. See you on Sunday by the grace of God. I love you. Thank you so much for all the viewers, for all the partners, for everyone who has worked hard to make sure everything goes well. May the Lord bless you so much. We love you. Jesus loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed night. In Jesus' name. Amen.